My next question, you kind of answered this on the break. The other day, one of my friends came into the house and said, oh my gosh, I just saw a guy on a unicycle in a suit.
Yep.
What a legend.
Now, this came around, you told us on this show.
Yes.
And it became this such a point of speculation.
Yes.
Because it's such a formal attire. And such an, I apologize, but a rather informal mode of transport, if I could be so crass.
It's a silly, it's a really funny. Firstly, where were you going and why were you on a unicycle in a suit?
Wait, so hang on, how long ago was this?
Oh, this may be a few months ago.
Certainly it was a while. It's been going around for a while.
It was a while ago.
This story.
I have unicycled in a suit. It's like there's a photo of me on the Macquarie Instagram page.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, Meredith could investigate it.
I put it on my Hinge.
So that's where she's seen it. Sorry to Meredith's boyfriend. This is how you have to find out.
But right, yeah, that was years ago. So maybe not the same unicyclist on a suit.
Okay.
But I was in full formal attire on a unicycle on campus for the Mario movie.
That's a really good way to show up to the Mario movie.
Applauding from Riley, our producer. Big
not really, because I was wearing dress shoes and you can't unicycle in dress shoes.
Oh, were they all scuffed by the end of it?
No, I fell off my unicycle. I showed up to the movie covered
in dust. The facade that you give of this cool, calm, free guy, and this is the dark side of unicycling.
Quick question, if I may. Do you hop on a normal bike and just go... What is this?
Yeah. not only that, I see, because like there's a lot of people on like electric unicycles.
Oh, yeah. Electric unicycles.
I shun them all.
So they're the ones that you can stand,
themselves.
Right?
Yeah, you stand
on either side of the wheel.
Disgusting. It's reprehensible.
Like how scooter riders look at electric scooter riders.
You know how like... P-platers, right? They all like, oh, this guy drives an automatic. It's a Golf GTI, but it's automatic.
Farhan, a producer, gets this. The car culture.
Right.
The manual hating on the automatic. Is that the kind of thing?
That kind of deal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wow. You also mentioned before that the guy in a suit that I saw recently might not have been you. The fact that there are two unicyclists of Macquarie is a beautiful thing to me.
I love the idea.
Two unicycles.
I love the idea that, Meredith, you're walking along the campus, someone flies past on a unicycle in a suit, and you go, which one was that?
Which one was that?
Was that Batman or Superman?
To my knowledge, there have been at least three.
Including myself.
It's a moniker that's passed down.
This is unbelievable.
It's like a title.
This is like discovering the Matrix.
My mind is blown. This journey I've been on to find, there were four chances for me to get a unicycle guy on this show.
Just hop on Hinge.
And you know what, Sean? I'm so glad that you're the one we got. Absolutely no.
Oh, best one.
Right? I have a question for you because, again, I would sit in class and I would see a dude on a unicycle swish past and I would just think he's doing it right.
Yep.
Do you have any tips for people who would like to do something whimsical, interesting, exciting around other people, but are scared they'll get looked at or even judged?
To hell with it, basically. You know, the best time to learn something stupid was 10 years ago. The second best time's today, right? Just... get on a unicycle or a penny farthing or, hell, just like a scooter or skateboard, right? Just anything, right?
Any mode of transport.
I mean, you see, you catch a train and everyone there's just doom scrolling on their phones, right? Yeah. Just
be the guy holding a unicycle.
Yeah.
Be the guy in a suit holding a unicycle.
Be the reason other people take their phones out.
That's good. Now, funny you say, try as we may, the phone culture is among us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people driving in their cars, texting. What are the ramifications of texting and unicycling?
Well, the difference is if you hit someone while texting and unicycling, you hit them with a unicycle. And if you hit someone while texting and driving, you hit them with a Ford F-150 and they die.
Spoken a lot like someone who's done it plenty of times.
I have, and I will continue.
Is that your excuse you're going away? It's not a Ford. It's not an F-150.
Yeah, pretty much.
No,
I'm just better than hitting people.
Have you hit
people
ever?
Once.
Did it end badly?
Yeah.
No.
Was it here at Macquarie?
No.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, the fastest I can go on that thing is like 15 kilometers an hour. So
it's like a little bit faster than walking speed.
It is.
It's, I guess I didn't even think about that because you're pumping your legs.
It's also probably as far more exerting.
I'd say it's about the same as a jog.
A jog.
Yeah, right.
But you're going as fast as a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're pedaling. You're pedaling,
sure.
Adam.
It must be a good core workout as well.
Yeah, sure. Going uphill is a real pain.
Oh, my gosh. Downhill,
well, it's terrifying, but it is liberating. Yeah.
Oh, man. Liberating.
I know. Prior to this week, we had this sort of harebrained scheme. There is no Guinness World Record for an on-air interview done on a unicycle.
Oh, God.
And I know, it's shocking.
There's a reason for that.
Well, because I was thinking about the logistics of it.
Yep.
In a dream world, it would be stationary, but that doesn't work on a unicycle because you need to keep moving. The nature of it, you need to keep moving.
Sure.
So it would be almost a thing of like, I would be on like a bicycle next to you and we'd be pedaling through.
And crossing down the Merrith and Shaun on Roseville Bridge.
Yeah. And we're like, popped out. So what was your favorite color? Yeah.
We regret to inform you that our correspondent has died.
Yeah. Shaun, the unicycle man, has been hit by a car.
Yeah, hit by a unicycle. Another one.
Oh, no.
The other one.
If only someone could have foreseen this terrible tragedy.
Do you think, Shaun, it is like, could you reckon, if I said, you know, on that spot there within a meter squared, could you stay in that meter square for 10 minutes?
2 seconds tops.
Really?
Mm.
You have to be moving.
What if we got like a small child's bedroom?
I've got it. Oh, yeah, okay. No, go ahead. Treadmill. Where are you going to find a small child's bedroom?
Treadmill. Probably in a small child's house.
There's houses just for small children?
I have tried to unicycle on a treadmill.
Hang on. Yes,
it does not work.
Why? Wow. Is it a momentum thing?
Well, you see, when you pedal forward on a unicycle, right, it's a reverse pendulum. You ever balance like a tennis racket on your palm?
Sure.
Yeah. So when you go forward on the unicycle, right, you go backwards.
Your weight goes backwards. Sure.
So on a treadmill, there is no way to balance yourself using the pedals. So you just kind of have to hop. Die.
You have to die. That would be a world record.
There's a lot of
current on a
themes of death. First. Yeah, aren't there?
Well, it's one of those, like, you know how like motorcyclists, they go out, it's like, this ride might be my last. Yeah.
Sure. Every time.
Unicycle's the same thing, you know?
I never associated.
Lives on the edge.
I saw the unicycle as a whimsical path of freedom, not a death. Not a death trap. But
death is part of freedom, all right? Yeah. No, like, you just can't. Everything that is associated with freedom is associated with.
Yeah, with
danger.
Getting hurt. That's right. Yeah. And you know
there
what?
Is a some peril
just
in it.
As long as you don't unicycle too close to the sun. And maybe that's what we've learnt today.
Well, it's not made of wax. You'll be all right.
That's the
you just throw philosophical quotes out. That's so incredible.
I've been thinking on the drive up here.
On the ride
the
up
ride.
Here.
Shaun, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for coming in for an interview, Shaun. I really appreciate it. You've fulfilled a radio dream of mine.